Leviticus 7, I want to just make a little note about offering the fat. Verse 3, he shall offer all of its fat, the fat tail and the fat that covers the inward parts. There's without doubt a huge emphasis upon the fat. And we wondered why that huge emphasis is there, especially as in many cultures today, the fat of the animal is not seen as the best. We're all scared stiff of animal fat that, oh, it causes cancer, it causes blocked arteries and all the rest of it. Animal fat is not particularly seen as anything great at all. The idea is you cut off the fat and get to the meat. You cut the rind off your bacon and enjoy the bacon. That's the idea. And yet, clearly, they didn't have that idea. Now, the fat tail, it's been suggested that there were species of sheep that would have been fairly common in the wilderness anyway, with a large fatty tail, which was considered in their culture to be a great delicacy. And that would make sense. The Septuagint says that they were to offer the fat, even the fat tail, as if the fat tail was something that was on all the animals that were being offered, that were in view. And I think that that shows that the law of Moses was never really intended to be a global law for all time. It was limited in its application. And the point is that they, in their day, thought that the fat, and particularly the fat tail of the kind of sheep that they had, that was the best part. So the simple idea is that we are to offer up to God what is absolutely the best in our own situation and context. This is the fallacy of trying to insist that the law of Moses should be kept today and to insist on the letter of the law of Moses being kept, as some groups do. No, the whole thing was not designed like that. It was designed for people in a specific geographical and cultural area where offering the fatty tail of a sheep was to offer God the best. And this, then, is the abiding principle that we are to offer the best, whatever it may be, within our particular life, within our particular frames of reference in which we live, in terms of our culture, in terms of our individual wiring. It may be that for one person to offer money is the most important thing because to them money is significant. Some people just don't go around calculating the cost. They get their money at the end of the month and they give it away, or they generally just not wired to think about saving up and whatever. Other people are, and for them, giving a gift of money is maybe, for them, that is the fatty tail. And so it goes on, that each of us have got in our own time, our own culture, our own frame of reference, that which we consider to be the best, that which we consider to be the most valuable. And the simple takeaway of all this is, and give that, therefore, with pleasure, because God loves a cheerful giver, give that to the Lord.